Thank you, Dorothy. And now we have a few more news items. Residents showed off their appreciation for their hometown in a day of fun and community spirit. All Things Wyndham were celebrated for the second annual Love Wyndham Day. Held in the town marketplace the weekend before Valentine's Day, residents and visitors were treated to a variety of entertainment, including the Wyndham Rock Choir and a bird of prey display from Norfolk Wild Encounters, in aid of three charities. Jess Allen, the leader of Wyndham Rock Choir, said, "We did it last year and absolutely loved it. This year we've have quite a Valentine's theme to the performance. We're including songs like Only You and More Than a Feeling. It's a nice event and it's good to support the local community. I like the historic feel of Wyndham, but I think the community spirit is the best thing."
Norwich has shaken off the retail woes which have been haunting the nation's high streets as it was revealed the city has seen footfall rise every year since 2014. In the latest statistics announced by Norwich BID, the city has actually seen rising amounts of footfall year on year. Since 2014, Norwich has attracted more people than the previous year, bucking the national trend, which has continually fallen. 2016 saw the highest bump in the amount of people heading to the county's town to shop, up 2.7% in 2015. In 2017, 2% more shoppers came to the area. Jonty Young, marketing manager for the Norwich Lanes, said the only way was up for the city. "Something which I believe has really driven footfall is the fact we're seeing more Londoners coming to North Norfolk for a holiday," he said. "When the clouds roll in on a murky day, people head into Norwich and fall in love with it. The thing we hear the most from most people is, 'I had no idea Norwich was like this. It's such a well-kept secret.' Then they go home, they tell their friends, and word spreads that way."
Norfolk's sight loss charity has been given a £1,452 boost following a donation from staff working in NatWest's mortgage operations team at their Norwich Airport office. The money was raised during a three-month fundraising campaign organised by customer services associate Paula Miles, who, as well as working at the bank, is also a volunteer for the Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind. Mrs. Miles persuaded her colleagues to support the charity during their pre-Christmas fundraising activity, and through a variety of activities including a tombola, a Christmas hamper, dress-down days and a Christmas raffle, raised the sum, which will go towards supporting visually impaired people in the county to live active, independent and fulfilled lives.
Two Norwich City players have swapped the training ground for a city CAF that trains those who face a barrier to employment. To help celebrate the 550 UK projects receiving funding from this year's Aviva Community Fund, Canaries duo Kenny McLean and Louis Thompson turned out at The Feed on Prince of Wales Road. The cafe, which helps those who have experienced homelessness access training and employment, has been awarded funding which it will use to purchase vital equipment for their training kitchen, which will enable them to double the number of individuals they can train. Lucy Webb, fundraiser at The Feed, said, "It was amazing to have Kenny and Louis join one of our training sessions. The players were naturals and we want them to know that if football doesn't keep them too busy, there is always space for them on our barista team." She said initiatives like this were vital.
Fans of the man behind Norwich's Golden Years charity gigs will be able to say a final farewell at his funeral later this month. Terry Wickham, who helped launch the first Evening News Golden Years charity gig in 1966, died in January, aged 78, leaving wife Jill, son James, daughter Lisa, six grandchildren and a great-grandchild. Through his 20 years organising Golden Years, which got off the ground with support from Radio Norfolk, Terry persuaded dozens of Norfolk and Suffolk's best rock and roll bands onto the stage and helped raise £120,000 for good causes. A funeral service for Terry will be held on Friday, February the 22nd at St Faith's Crematorium at 2:45 p.m, followed by a gathering at Spixworth Social Club. A special feature looking back at the Norfolk rock and roll bands from the 1960s who reformed for the sellout gigs, supported by the Norwich Evening News and Eastern Daily Press and BBC Radio Norfolk, is set to be published soon.
The £9 million revamp of a Norwich hospital looks likely to get the go-ahead, but concern the work could trigger subsidence to nearby homes means further tests will be needed. A decision over the transformation of the Norwich Community Hospital site off Beauthorpe Road will be made by members of Norwich City Council's Planning Committee. Some existing buildings would be knocked down and replaced with a new hospital alongside a new care home, care units and worker accommodation. The Mulberry unit would be retained. City Hall officers are recommending outline permission for Norfolk Community Health and Care NHS Trust's scheme is granted. But concerns over ground stability mean the Trust will need to provide further information to the Council as various phases of the scheme progress. Officers added, a grant of planning permission will give some certainty to the acceptance of redevelopment principles and enable the applicant to seek the allocation of funds to bring forward a final scheme. Paul Cracknell, the Trust's Deputy Chief Executive, previously outlined the revamp's benefits. He said, if approved, the redevelopment of our site will enable us to develop a new health campus that will be fit for purpose, which will include a modern and purpose-built community hospital, as well as a number of associated new health and care facilities.
Popular pubs around Norwich will be serving up breakthroughs in science alongside pints this spring when a festival returns to the city. The Pint of Science Festival will bring researchers to 7 pubs across the city over 3 nights in May. The international festival is run by a non-profit organisation and provides an outlet for science talks and demonstrations, question and answer panels and quizzes. To expand on last year's festival, guests can expect to see new science and new perspectives on recent research brought to light. Pint of Science Norwich coordinator Sophie Proselek said the festival will provide a comfortable environment for the public to feel free to ask questions and allow people to have a bit of fun. Pint of Science will take place in Norwich from May the 20th to the 22nd. Tickets will be £4 and the website for ticket sales is expected to go live around April the 8th.
The River Wensum is set to become a river of lights in a moment to remember all those who have been affected by cancer. At 7 p.m. on Friday, March the 8th, more than 1,000 lights will be floated on a stretch of water from the St George's Bridge to Fire Bridge in Norwich. The floating lights will be released to represent love, hope, memories and wishes, seeing individuals making their own dedications to loved ones. Roger Cordron of the Ribs of Beef came up with the idea and agreed with the Norwich Inns network that they would support the event and raise money for charity. He said, we would love to share this lovely evening with the good people of Norfolk, but if people can't make it to the event, they can still purchase a ticket for £2 to make their dedication, knowing that it will be shining bright on the night, and the ticket gives them the chance to win prizes in the ticket draw. The money raised will go towards Keeping Abreast, a Norwich charity supporting women facing breast cancer.
That's all on this part of Chatterbox, so it's goodbye from
Alan Shirley
and Alison Aplin. Please stay tuned for Information Desk, more news and 2 features related to this special day, St Valentine's Day.